What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
And I'm Justin, aka Ad Dose of Stir.
What's going on, guys? This is Alamo City Movie Talk for movie fans. Guys, you're bringing the movie world right into your ears, devices. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to it, guys. Justin, it's been a while, man. How are you doing over there on quarantine life? How is it treating you, man? How's it? I mean, we haven't done a video in a long time. When was the last time we did a video?
Oh man, it's been a good while. What was it? Birds of Prey.
I think so, man. Dude, that was like what, February? Like that was a long. That was a long time ago. It feels, you know, 2020 is just one of those crazy things. A lot of stuff's happening, and this is a break from reality, and you know, into movie world. And but yeah, so how's everything going over there?
Like, it's going good. Work's picking up, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean, it really didn't change for me as much. I mean, essential, you know how that used to work where I work. So, but that's how it's where I met. But it's just one of those things to where, it really didn't affect it, but it really did. I'll say that.
Affected me pretty bad. So.
All right, but hopefully everything goes good. Hopefully everyone's staying safe, guys, and with what's going on and everything. Hopefully everyone's staying safe in San Antonio, guys. All right, so let's get right to it. This is our Bill and Ted Face the Music reaction. Are you ready for this? Right?
Oh, All right.
You're right to it, man. Hopefully everyone's watching on the comments, but we will bring up comments, guys. So if you have any comments or anything like that, be sure to put it down on the message below and we'll bring them up and we'll ask. All right. Hope you're watching this with us, guys. All right. Let's get right to it. What?
Years ago, you played a concert in front of the entire world.
Okay.
1 month ago, you played in Barstow, California for 40 people, most of whom were there for $2 taco night. Bill and Ted, what have you got to say for yourselves?
Be excellent to each other and party on, dudes.
Oh, God.
You were supposed to unite the world and save reality as we know it.
Bill, we've spent our whole life trying to write the song that will unite the world. Why can't we just go to the future when we have written it?
Whoa! Take it from ourselves!
But isn't that
stoner logic?
How is that stealing? We're stealing it from ourselves, dude.
Oh gosh.
No way. How'd you like our song?
It's a little on the dark side, but you know, that's cool.
All right, party 2020, baby. Let's talk about this trailer, man. I mean, what is your thoughts going into it? I know you're a fan. So, I mean, that's good to know. I guess I'll go out and say it. I am not a fan of this movie. I'm going to get so much hate. I'm sorry. I do apologize, guys. I am not a fan of Bill and Ted. I have watched them all. But, I mean, I'm not going to say it's a bad movie. I would just say, like, it's not a movie for my type of comedy. And Justin knows my type of comedy. It's just one. I mean, Justin, you watch The Office. How many times have you seen The Office series, man? Just answer that question for me.
Oh, man. I don't know. I can say, like, I haven't watched it. I've seen all of it. I mean, everybody's seen all of it. But, pretty much just go up to the part where just Michael Scott leaves and then I stop watching and I restart it. So,
yeah. So, it's been a while since we've seen Bill and Ted. It's 1991, I believe, since the last one, Bogus Journey. So, the first one came out in 1989, ladies and gentlemen, which is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. How'd you like those last two movies, Justin? I mean, what was your take on it?
The first one is definitely like my favorite. The second one I wasn't really too much of a fan of. Mm-hmm. They're stoner films, man. I have a love for stoner films. and you know, it's just, I love that sort of comedy, man. It's awesome. And like, you know, it's just kind of one of those things. It's like nostalgic to see the third movie, you know, it's like so long after, and then to see them both like older. I mean, Keanu Reeves still looks like, you know, he's 20 years old, but
yeah,
I mean, well, honestly, he looks a lot older without the beard, but yeah, I mean, it's still cool to see them and everything.
Yeah. So I'll say this off the bat right now. I mean, so I'll say praise for this because Keanu is just like, I mean, let's be honest here. He's his name on the ticket. It's his name on the ticket. This is it. This is what's going to get the butts in the seats. He's popular, crazy popular right now. You know, I mean, obviously with the John Wick movies and everything, you know, which are really great. You know, I'm not going to say I'm not a fan of Keanu. I loved him as John Constantine. I loved him in that role. I mean, why'd you make that face? Tell me.
No, I mean, Constantine's not really a favorite of everybody. So that's why. I mean, he was good in it. He was good in it, but it wasn't a favorite.
What's your favorite Keanu movie?
Ooh. Honestly, like, that's where, like, I started to like him a lot in The Matrix. Jesus. I'm like, can't think right off the head. I mean, obviously, yeah, Matrix is where I really started to, you know, develop that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So going further into it, man, so it's been such a long time. Do you really think there's a fan base here?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. I mean, honestly, Keanu Reeves has his own fan base to begin with, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a big fan base. You know, you're going to have, I mean, honestly, in my opinion, like, I don't feel like the younger generation is going to like this movie. I don't think they're going to, you know, appreciate like the way, you know, someone like me who's grown up on. I guess you could say grown up seeing those movies, or, you know, just loves that type of genre of movie. They're really going to appreciate this. So, I mean, I feel like it's a good, it's going to have a good following to it. It's going to have a good liking.
Agreed there. I have to agree with you the same. What did you think about this trailer, man? I mean, this trailer, it's very short, I would say. I mean, it's a very short trailer, but then again, I don't think you need a full 2 minutes. I mean, this trailer came out to be a minute and 32 seconds, mm-hmm. but the extra 12 seconds is just the very end. You just hear music in the background.
Yeah, so, the animated background.
The animated background. It just shows the poster.
Yes.
So what did you, I mean, do you really want to see another trailer? I mean, this comes out in August, ladies and gentlemen, by the way. So this does come out this year, August. And it's actually number one right now, trending. And it's crazy because I didn't even know Orion's still, I mean, you know, it's great they're still making movies. And it's great.
Right.
So, I'm sorry. and they're still able to make movies and everything. So, I mean, I'm just happy about that. So, you're in for this?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Dude, like, the trailer alone, like, I mean, obviously it's a short trailer, but you don't want to show too much. I mean, especially for it being, like, the first trailer. I mean, it shows a good amount. It doesn't reveal a lot. And, you know, it just shows like basically how they look, and it shows the beauty of like the, you know, editing and everything that they have in this trailer. Like it looks amazing, you know, compared to seeing the first movie, you know, it's just like cheesy graphics and everything like that.
But
excellent for that time. You know, it just like to see it, like, just look very crisp and clean. Like, It's very, very nostalgic.
Yeah. And it's funny too, because you mentioned a stoner movie. You know, it's always, when I think of stoner movies, I always think like Dazed and Confused, you know, those old school, you know, old school dry humor movies. And it's funny too, because I really didn't like Dazed and Confused, but that's probably because, you know, it's all that same dry humor drama, but thankfully you love that drama, right?
Oh yeah.
I mean, is there anything like, do you think 2 hour? I mean, how typically? I'm trying to remember, like, how long the other movies were, kind of. Let me check real quick. So, like, typically, like, an hour and 33 minutes. Can you see this movie going 2 hours long at least?
That's kind of a hard question to say, man. I mean, honestly, I don't know, but it's like one of those things where, like, how much of, you know, how much can they tell of this story? Of them going to do this one goal. But then again, the second movie was like, the gym teachers, you know, going to go stop them from passing their, their, you know, history test. Yeah. And, you know, like it ends up being like a second part. There's like a whole second part to the whole second film, you know? Oh. So, I mean, in honesty, like it's just like, I can see it. I mean, there's, I feel like there's a lot of potential of what they can do. I mean,
yeah,
it's not like there's a, you know, there's a set thing on what has to happen here. You know, it's just,
yeah, no. Yeah.
It's a stoner film. I mean, honestly, anything can happen. It can go their whole way. I mean, you know, look at, was it The Dead Don't Die?
Oh,
I
mean, man, yeah.
it was, you know, it's really a stoner film, and yeah, you know, they had one topic and then it ends up like switching over to something completely different, you know?
Yeah. So agreed there. So let's go to the comments real quick. Let's see here. Really on Facebook. Really, I thought it was fake. Nope, it is not fake. Nope, it is not. It's actually coming in August this year, 2020, guys. It will be here. Let me see. Oh, Justin, this is a question for you because I have not seen the whole. I haven't seen one whole season of this, and you're gonna be very surprised at this question because it's totally off topic. But
okay,
check this out. So, same person. How many times y'all seen Supernatural? Seen it 8 times. I have not seen it, and Justin, I know you have.
How many times have I seen it? Well, I mean, you're talking about fillers or with the fillers or just the main plot?
Just in general, like how many times have you seen the series, I guess? I mean,
well, yeah. I mean, it's still going on. So yeah, I think I've seen enough to where, like, I mean, ask me a question now. I'll, you know. I'll give you an answer. I mean,
you know, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big fan. You know? I'd show my collection right now, but
I was gonna say, right? Okay. Oh, Ozzy said all seasons. Okay, so you've seen all seasons, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, obviously, yeah. How many times have you seen all seasons?
Once. Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. I mean, but I know the story. Like I said,
yeah.
Ask me a question, I'll give you an answer.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. All right, so let me see here. So Bill and Ted, I mean, I'm somewhat excited. I mean, it's just one of those movies where just like I'm gonna go see it. I'm gonna anticipate. What is your anticipation to go see this movie?
Honestly, I don't know, man. I mean, like I said, love the genre. At least the type of film that it is.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna like it. You know, I'm gonna give it its credit. Just right now, the trailer looks pretty good, and they still seem to act the way they did when they were younger, and they, you know, pretty true to it.
Yeah,
and, I mean, they're not bad actors, you know.
Yeah, no, I hear you there. Okay, so you give a thumbs up to the trailer. I'm gonna have to say no. I'm sorry, everyone's gonna hit on me. I'm gonna say no. I'm sorry. It's just
I don't like
my cup of tea. That's okay. It's not my cup of tea. I'm the one that I like those cheesy, you know, sitcoms that are, you know, like that 70s show kind of style. Like it's just one of those things where like I want everything scripted. This one obviously doesn't feel scripted. So I mean, but I'm pretty sure obviously it is. You know, it has a screenplay and everything, but it's just one of those movies where you feel like they wing it the whole time, but that's good because it gets that crowd. It gets that, you know, that audience to go see this movie. It gets, you know, so, yeah, I agree with that. All right. Justin, what are you watching right now? What are you currently watching with this, with everything that's going on? I've been trying to catch up on a lot of stuff and I've been able to, but what have you been watching secretly?
Secretly. there's a multitude of things that I'm checking out, like just flipping back and forth to, since they put Avatar The Last Airbender on Netflix, I've been rewatching that.
Yeah.
And then of course, like anime wise, watching Black Clover. Finally sitting down and watching Naruto.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But other than that, on any other shows,
Okay. I've been watching Rami. On Hulu. It's by A24. It's a great series. Season 2 just came out. It's about a Muslim. I don't know if you heard of it. It's about a Muslim that's a comedian. He's a stand-up comedian, but he helped write the script and helped wrote the story for you know, he's the lead, and he actually wrote, you know, that took part in this. So I was very excited. Season 1 was great, which came out like 2 years ago. Season 2 came out, And yeah, it's just as good as season one. A24, you know, they always do those really great. We both know A24 does great stuff.
Yeah.
So I watched that on Hulu. I watched as well The Great. I binge watched The Great. I don't know if you heard of The Great. Have you heard of it? It's on Hulu.
It's
pretty much Catherine the Great, but it's when she first, you know, she's very young, of course, mm-hmm. and it's played from the blonde girl from Maleficent.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's in it, and then the guy from X-Men First Class, Beast, he's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's funny though, because he plays like a prick. Like, he's just such a, he has to play this. It's a comedy. It's a comedy slash violent movie. It's almost like, do you ever watch The Tudors?
I did not, man.
Okay, all right. No worries. But yeah, it's like a history. It's for history buffs, really. I mean, I love history movies, series and whatnot. So I'm a fan of that. And then I binge watched 13 Reasons Why. I mean, me and the wifey did. So
I have not gotten to it.
You have not gotten to it. All right.
I have not.
Okay. man. Okay. Let's see here. Going to the comments. Have you seen Another Life on Netflix? No, I've heard about it. I've heard about it. I didn't actually saw it on the Netflix preview thing. You know how sometimes Netflix brings up the recommended and all that stuff. So it is on my watch list. Ozzy, thanks so much for commenting, by the way. And yeah, so maybe we'll do a review on it. Maybe me and Justin will do a review on that type of movie. But yeah, I have not seen it. Have you seen it, Justin?
No, I've seen it on there, and I think it added it to my list. But yeah, I haven't actually like sat down and checked it out.
Okay, gotcha. Let's see here. He recommends also, let's see, Ozzy. Disjointed is a stoner show on Netflix. Okay, yeah. Have you seen that?
No, that is another one that I did add to my list, though, to watch. Yeah, so I'm trying not to, like, I know I see so many things I want to see, like, on Netflix.
Yeah, you just add it to your list.
I add them, and then, like, I don't, like, I'm terrible with, like, starting one thing, then going to another one, and then going to another one, and then, like,
yeah,
I'm, like, so far into it.
Agreed, man. There's a lot to watch, and I kid you not, man. At work, because my coworkers, coworkers, we're just like, man, we were just waiting for us to close down, but it never happened. And we're just like, man, we're just waiting. We were just like, okay, we're gonna binge this. We're gonna binge this. It did not happen. Nope, it did not. We're the essential. We're still working. So yeah, I mean, I have a lot of stuff I still need to want to watch. I got HBO Max now, which is another streaming service. It's just mind blowing how many more streaming services are coming out. And believe it or not, actually South Park is going to be on HBO Max now. They bought them. So HBO bought out South Park. It's going to leave Hulu.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, that's another cringy thing.
No. Just like, wow. Like, that was another one that I was gonna try and like catch up back on and everything.
I mean maybe I'll send you my HBO Max. It depends how well you come on the show more.
Yeah, right.
all right man, thanks Ozzy for appreciate the thumbs up man. So let's get right to I'm gonna give a thumbs down to Bill and Ted. Sorry man, face the music, and you gave a thumbs up, right? All right, you guys. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
And I'm Justin, aka at Dose of Stir.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Be sure to give a thumbs up to our trailer reaction, guys. Have yourself a wonderful day. Hopefully everyone stays safe, guys. And catch you later. Hello, everyone. Thanks again for listening to our podcast. We truly appreciate the support. Be sure to also check us out on YouTube, guys, where we do strictly movie reviews. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all of your movie news, reviews, and our special giveaways and contests, guys. You know what to do, and you have yourself a wonderful day, and stay classy, San Antonio.